my brother-in-law to get
this taco bakanka.
Okay. Anyway, so a little bit of talk about some practical etzes for developing bitochim. I think the first practical etzah is the realization, the double realization, that number one, it doesn't come overnight. It's a work. It's a constant work. And it's a daily work. It's an ongoing work. And since there are endless levels, it's a forever, it's an eternal work. As long as we're around, we work to strengthen ourselves. But the flip side of that is that every little accomplishment, every little measurement of growth that we make in the Midas HaBitochim makes a difference. In the Loshen that we've quoted many times of the Chofetz Chaim, Kefi Goydel HaBitochim, Kach Goydel HaHatzlocha. According to the amount of the bitochon, so is the amount. So is the amount of the hatzlocha. That's right. Yichaslocha Hashem aleinu kaasher yichalnu loch. So memela, it pays to work, because even if I say, well, I'm not there, I'm not 100%, you know, but every little bit helps. And the truth of the matter is that every little chizuk that we give ourselves creates more menuchas hanefesh. Menuchas hanefesh also is something that's endless. Because you can never max out menuchas hanefesh. You could always use a little more menucha. Menuchas haguf, you can max out. You could sleep enough, I can't sleep anymore. Menuchas hanefesh is infinite, is it's infinite as the nefesh itself.
Wow.
So memela, it's a worthwhile investment. So I would like to suggest a number of things which I think could be helpful, and maybe we'll try to elaborate on some of them. Number one, we daven. Daven every day. I've mentioned here before that tefillah, which is the basic concept of Shemoneh Esrei, is the main tefillah. The Goyin seems to say that the sheirish of the tefillah is from the posuk Ra'oi Panecho Eloi Pilolti. Yaakov says to Yosef, I never allowed myself to have an optimistic thought that I would ever see you again. Rashi says. So tefillah is really an avodah in having bitochim. And the psukim and the words and the thoughts and the images of the tefillah can be so helpful if we pay attention to them. There's a side benefit too. Because if we're looking to strengthen bitochim, then at least those psukim in the tefillah which deal directly with bitochen will have kavona. So the whole tefillah wouldn't be without kavona. Holy land, I don't mean to accuse anybody, but the whole tefillah wouldn't be without kavona, because at least these are the pieces that, for example, so let's say, let's take just a few examples. Melech oizer moishir umogin. Every day, when a person says that he can strengthen his bitochen, why? Because the Avni Elio from the Goyin, mostly some of it is from his son, but I mean mostly from the Goyin, says like this: Hashem is a Melech who is Oizer. He helps the Bali Bitochen who are on the level that they have Bitochen with Ishtadlus, but they do Ishtadlus. Moshiach, he saves the Bali Bitochen who don't even do any Ishtadlus, just put their trust in him. Mogain, he shields the Bali Bitochen who not only do they not do Ishtadlus, they put themselves in the opposite situation. They put themselves in danger. They hurt themselves. And still he takes care of them. So here's a melech who's oizeh mashiach mogein to the degree, whatever level of bitochen you put in him, he will respond. He'll help you. If you're a mishtadl, that means he'll give you what you want, because he's helping you. You did the shtadlus. He'll fill the gap. Mashiach, he'll save you from Yitzhar, even though you didn't do anything. And Morgan, he'll protect you from any danger and any damage and anything because you put your trust in him. But what comes out is something very... And then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Morgan Avroham. That's based on the posuk, the Avudrom says, Morgan who? Lechol hachoisim boy. You hear? He's a Morgan, a shield to everyone who puts his trust in him. So this is very powerful. When you add to this the very strange thing that we're talking about the Melech HaOizer VeHaMashiach VeHaMogen. Look at that. There's a Melech And we're not Stama Melech. This is Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going to respond and be influenced in what he does for you through the level of trust that you put in him. And either way, each three of those he will respond to. He'll be Oyezer the Mishtadl, he'll be Moshiach the non-Mishtadl, and he'll be Mogin, the one who does negative things. So Mimela, I said, this one line says what an influence I have on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in my life, depending all upon Bitochen that I put in him. And Mogin Avrom, we say Mogin Hu L'cholach Oisimboi. The Goyin is quoted to have said to Reb Chaim Mivaloshin, he says, Nishno Chaim, U Nishno Eliyahu, Oba Lechol Achoisim Boy. Not just Chaim Mivaloshin, and not just Eliyahu Mivilna, but Lechol Achoisim Boy, each and every one of us as well. And it's a very powerful thing. And what I'm suggesting is just paying attention with the focus on the meaning, according to what the Avnei Eliyahu says, that these are levels of bitochen, and the melech is going to respond to our bitochen, and it's lechol hachoisim boy, to everyone who puts their trust in Hashem. There's no level of tzidkis or level of anything that you need. Anyone who can muster the ability to put their reliance on Hashem, that person is going to be protected. Well, that person is going to be
saved. Part of that talking is to accept the way Hashem feels the best is to respond. Not necessarily, meaning when you say he's going to respond, well, that part of the talking is to understand that he might not respond the way you want him to respond.
Well, that is true. However, to the degree that a person puts that trust in Hashem, then
doesn't matter how he responds.
No, that we believe that he will respond accordingly to the way.
To what?
If you do ishtadlis and trusting Hashem to help you, I'm doing ishtadlis to make pranos. I'm trusting Hashem to help you. He will help you.
No, I'm saying, but not necessarily the way that you think is best for you.
I don't know the way, but you'll get the results.
Say, I want $1 million. The best thing for you is to have a $500,000.
If you have, you know,
I'm saying it's better for you.
If you have bitochen in the $1 million, no, that could be. Or if you have bitochen, he'll make the $1 million the best thing for you.
No, I got it, but it doesn't have. But bitachon is not a guarantee that that's what's going to happen. Part of bitachon could also be that to accept that even if you want $10 million and God says $1 million is better for you, accept that that's better for me.
That's true.
No, is that not true? Is that
that's true? But
meaning not to let your expectations.
The Baal bitachon who doesn't stop there, who is trusting Hashem, is going to send him the $1 million. He, if it's real trust, he'll get his $1 million. And if you tell me that it wasn't for his best interest, he'll make it for his best interest too. Anyway, let's see, that's not our thing.
No, because not always when I miss it, because I remember the Rashiva used to say not to ask for specifics, right? Meaning, like when you're going out for Shidduchim, you have this kind of girl in mind. Say, ask for the best girl that would be better. No,
that's an asking because. There, you don't want to sit,
because
but
you don't know.
You have a right to. You have a right to rely on Hashem. He's going to send me a wife, the right wife, a good wife, anyway, all the milas.
Right, but is it wrong to ask for specifics?
No, that may be wrong. Because what do you know? He knows better.
Right. So what do you know about 10 million? Maybe he knows better. For you, $1 million is better. No. What's the difference?
The difference is because here there's a specific person. Over here, I decide I want to be rich. If a person really wants to be rich, Hashem will make him rich. He's not telling him how.
I want A, B, C, and D in a girl.
You want A, B, C, and D, you'll get it, but don't say it's this girl. If you really want those things, you'll get it, but not
this girl. I don't know the name of the girl. What do you mean? You don't know the name of the girl. I want this type.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just not a specific person. I don't think there's anything wrong.
What does a specific person mean? You can't ask for Sprintzienta?
That's right.
Assuming
well,
you
know I would it. Recommend you.
I'm saying, assuming you think that that's the right one, what do you mean ask? I mean, I can't say
I
that
want this one. I want Sprintzienta to be my wife.
That's what he means?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, let's go.
Okay,
this. So that's one suggestion. There's two more suggestions in the Shmon Esrei. There's many, but I just wanted to pick three, just to make it simpler. Ala tzadikim. Ala tzadikim, ala chassidim, all these wonderful people. We ask Hashem, Yehemu rachamecho Hashem elokeinu. And we see from the end of the bracha, from the chassima, that we're talking about bitochen. Because so we're talking about the bitochen of the tzaddikim. Many people say that tzaddik, the concept of the tzaddik really means the baal bitochen. So whatever it is, we ask Hashem, have rachmonos on the baal bitochen. Arouse your rachamim, because a baal bitochen is really a matzav of rachmonos. Because, you know, I want something, I need something, and I want it so much, and I'm counting on you. I'll be so disappointed if you don't, if you let me down. I'll be so embarrassed. B'chobotachti aleivoisho. We ask Hashem, arouse rachmonos on the baal bitochen. And what should you do with that rachmonos? V'sein socher toiv l'chal ha-beitchem b'shimcha be'emes. Those people who are beitchem b'shimcha be'emes of an emes with real bitochen, give them their due. Grant them their request. Please throw us into the package as well. We're not boitchem b'shimcha be'emes, but let our chelik be together with them because we have a little bit of bitochen. How do I know? So this is a tefillah which I believe is something that has superpower. First of all, we say v'sein socha tovelcha boitchem b'shimcha be'emes. We're being mispal ba'at chaveroi. Because that's not me. I'm not boitchem b'shimcha be'emes. I'm a little bit, hopefully. So first I'm being mispal for all the emes sabalei bitochen. I'm mispal ba'at chaveroi, hu tzorech lo yisudovor, hu nenet chila. You invoke a tremendous schus, number one. Then v'sim chelkeinu imoim. I say, you know something, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I'm a little bal bitochen. Just a little bit. I'm not boitchem b'shimcha be'emes with totality, but a little bit. I have bitochem. Maybe even I just have hope, kivui, tikva, one of these things. V'sim chelkeinu imohem, lo'elam, all the time. V'lo'i nevush kivacho b'tochem. We too shouldn't be embarrassed, even because of the minimal level of bitochem that we have. And then we make the brocha, which I think means mishonu miftoch al tzadikim. Miftoch Latzadikim means the source of absolute security. Mishon is we lean on it. In other words, the people who are not really Bali Bitochen, they're leaning. They're not 100%, you know, but they're leaning on it. They're counting on it on a little level. They refuse to give up hope. So this brocha, I think, number one, it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah ba'ad chaveroi if we're not on that level. It reminds us that even though we're not on that level, we could be included with that level because of the minimal level of bitochen that we do have. And we and make the brocha, Hashem is the mishon b'vtoch tzadikim. That's what he does. He takes tzadikim and he supports them. He responds to their bitochen, and to those that don't have complete bitochen, he responds to their hope and doesn't let them down. These are things that I think can be inspired when saying this brocha. There's one more thing. And this we've mentioned. Hatoiv ki lo yicholu rachamecho v'amarachim ki lo yisamu chasudecho v'yoylom kivinu loch. HaKadosh Baruch is the toiv, the good one. Ki lo yicholu rachamecho, never is his rachamim withheld. It doesn't end. V'amarachim, and he's the marachim, ki lo yisamu chasudecho. Never does his chesed end. Le'oylom kivinu loch. And based on that, we always have hope. Why? Because he always has endless rachamim and endless chesed. Well, if there's endless rachamim and endless chesed, there's hope. Because, now, I would say like this. If he had rachamim and he didn't have chesed, so maybe I would say, oh, he has rachamim, feels my pain, but doesn't do anything about it. If he has chesed and didn't have rachamim, I'd say, well, he does chesed, but maybe he's not even paying attention to my tzorah. Too small for him, too insignificant. But if he's the Toiv Kilo Cholo Rachamech, his Rachamim never ceases. And that Merachim never ceases is Lo Yisamu Chasodecho, his Chesed doesn't cease. So his Chesed and Rachamim are constant. Got it made. Me'oilam Kivinu Loch.
Is it Baal Chesed without Rachamim? Then how is he Baal Chesed?
What? No. Chesed means.
If he doesn't Chesed without Rachamim, what would that mean?
I would assume that it means. Again, we're talking in human terms. Right. I would love to do Chesed, but I don't feel the pain in order to do the chesed. I don't feel the situation. For example, I used to say about this, Rabbi Ari Levine was known to do amazing chasodim. I think I could do some of those chasodim, but I wouldn't think of it. He thought of it. when there was the Gush Etzion, and they had them all lined up, all the bodies lined up in Shaarei Tzedek, and they were a lot of number, 36, I forgot exactly the number. He walked around with a photographer taking pictures of the bodies. And somebody says, "You're out of your mind. What's going on here?" He says, "These women are going to be agunas if they don't know who their husband, if their husband died or not. Now that we have pictures, we'll be able to be mata the agunas." Yeah? And I would have done that. You would have done that.
Someone told you to.
But I wouldn't think of it. Maybe you would have thought of it.
No, you said the opposite. Yeah, I said I wouldn't do it.
Well, I would think of it now because of the story. But that's the point. So he's the merachem. He thinks of it. He sees. He feels our pain. That you have to feel pain to see that. You have to feel the pain of the agunas to feel that. Hmm. And then you think to do such
just
a thing.
So he went in for surgery. He went to the hospital. And they told him that he has to have heart surgery. He told the shamans to quickly drive him home right before the surgery. And said, "What you have to go in." He said, "You have to finish up a tshuva regarding an aguna." He said, "If I don't finish a tshuva, no one's going to ever let her get remarried. If they see me, give her a heter." So he went there first, finished up the tshuva, and went back to the hospital for surgery.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Okay, very good. That's beautiful. But kids are like this. So that's something else. I think these three things in Shemoneh Esrei, if we could just focus on them, it's a practical practical way of strengthening bitochen every day. Now, there's another thing we want to focus on, but before that, I want to redistribute these things and leave them with you. Here, of course, we know that bitochen is based on emunah, and that's the other side of the card, which isn't a bad thing to review the basics of emunah on a regular basis, you know, but that's not for right now. But in terms of bitochen, I personally recommend to people seriously reading not just the words in bold, because that makes it a little easier but a little bit quicker, you know, but to read, I read this, I try, believe that, I try to read every day. Just remember the following, that's all. Hashem loves me. Hashem is with me wherever I am and is always ready to help me. Hashem is strong and smarter than anyone in the world, and he can solve problems that seem impossible to resolve. Hashem knows what is best for me, much better than I know myself. Just as he has helped me many times in the past, he will continue to help me now. No one can do anything to help or harm me unless Hashem wills it. He has total control of everything. Hashem is compassionate, more than the most kind-hearted person imaginable. Based on the Chovos HaLevavos, I believe that just focusing on these things every day, it adds a little bit. Hashem loves me. You know, somebody pointed out, I wanted to bring it, but because I had to go to bake the matzahs, I was a little bit simple. He says there's a Zohar that says, I have to bring it next time. If we knew the love that Hashem has for us, we would be roaring like lions to go after him. Such a shprach. Like we have no hasoga what kind of love Hashem has for us. Look, if he loves me so much, it's not so unusual, not so unrealistic to trust him. You know, I'm turning to you, I'm counting on you, I'm tired, you have such a love for me. You know, these things are not. And of course, to know that he knows what to do, and he's capable of doing anything, and he's in total control. This, I think, can be very helpful. Okay, I'd like to suggest something else. And I must admit, the thought I've said many times, but the knetch that I saw this morning, I think makes it very, very relevant to us. And that is, the Mishneh Berurah brings in Hilchos Kedusha, the end of the first chelek of the Mishneh Berurah, from the Sefer HaCholos. He says that in the Sefer HaCholos, it has such a mimer, it must be some Kabbalah Sefer, it says, that Hashem says to his heavenly hosts, Terdu v'tagidu lebonai, go down and tell my children, Ma shani oiseh, B'shor she'oimrim kodosh. Tell them what I do when they say Kedusha. Kodosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokos, Meloi Chol Oretz Kivoidoi. And he says, when they lift themselves, you know, you're supposed to, the halacha said, supposed to lift yourself, look, your eyes look upward, and you lift yourself off your feet a little bit. Kodesh Baruch Kveid Hashem. So they're looking up. They're mistaklim einai be'einehem. My eyes to their eyes. They're looking to connect. They're looking to connect with me, yeah? And they're elevating themselves to come closer to me. He says, what do? I grab hold of the Kisei HaKovod that's made bidmus Yaakov. I'm not sure what those things mean. V'ani mechabkoi u'menashkoi. And there's one other loshon he says there. U'memayer gul osom. He says, I kiss it and I hug it. I'm so overwhelmed. He says, ainli, that's how he started. Tell them, ainli hano bo'ilom. I have no hano in this world like the hano that I have when the Klal Yisrael lifts their eyes up to say Kodesh. Sounds like an amazing thing. HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, ainli hano bo'ilom. What kind of talk is that? He has no pleasure in this world like this pleasure. And he takes hold of the Kisei HaKovod and he kisses it. And the Bidmus Yaakov Avino, representing, I guess, Klal Yisrael, u'mechabkoi u'menashkoi, and he's memayer the Geula, vos tutzachdo. So I realized that Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The pasuk is we say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Vayigba Hashem tzvokis ba mishpot. Hashem tzvokis is govoya. He's elevated ba mishpot in sitting in judgment on the world. V'hokel hakodesh is nikdash bitztoko. Hashem hokel hakodesh. The Holy One, Kodesh means mufresh, separate. He's above and above. And Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh means beyond, 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 beyond anything we can imagine. So elevated beyond us. So he says, Okela Kodesh Niktash Bitztoko. The essence, the when we talk about Hashem's Kedusha being far beyond us, it's in the Midah of Tzedokah. Okay? What is the Midah of Tzedokah? So the Goyin says that the Midah of Tzedokah is giving beyond what the person deserves. The person does not deserve. You give tzedakah. You may be mechuyev to give tzedakah, but this particular individual, you choose this one instead of that one. That's your choice. He didn't do anything. He didn't work for it. It's not coming to him beside anything he did. It's complete hatova. You decide on your own to give. So the pshat in tzedakah is that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us beyond what we deserve. We didn't earn it. Beyond what we deserve. Hashem Tzvokos is, that's Hashem who sits in Mishpat. He's judging the world. But when he judges us, he has with the Midah of Tzedakah giving us more than we deserve, more than we deserve. Meloi Chol Oretz Kevoidei, so the Avodrom says that refers to Ashgocha Protis. The world is full with his glory because we see his Ashgocha all over the world. Everything from the creation to the individual Hanhoga to every individual story to whatever it may be. So I say the Pshat is like this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overwhelmed with Hanoah when we come to this realization of how the extent of his Midas HaTzedakah, that he's Kodesh, 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 Mufresh, Mufresh, beyond and above and beyond anything, in what? Kela Kodesh Niktash B'Tzedakah, in the Midah of Tzedakah, which is giving beyond what we deserve. Okay? And what does that mean? What is giving more than we deserve? I want to ask you a question. What's the biggest interference for a ma'amin to have bitochon? The biggest interference. The Ramban says, Shema goram achet. Right? I'm a ma'amin. If I'm a ma'amin in Hashem and in His powers and in His hatova, in His chesed and everything, so of course He's going to do it for me. There's only one problem that I have in my emotions. Maybe I don't deserve it. Kodosh says, Hashem's midah is doesn't go by deserving. He gives beyond what we deserve. And by the way, the goyin is not stamp the goyin, because we said it this morning in Tachnu. He says, "Ein bonu maasim, tztoko aseimonu. Ovinu malkinu chaneinu malneinu kein bonu maasim, aseimonu tztoko v'chesed." Tztoko means, that's what we said it clearly, even the v'hurachim. "Ein bonu maasim, tztoko aseimonu l'man shemecho." That means when Ein Bonu Maasim, he still does tzedakah, giving us beyond what we deserve. So giving us beyond what we deserve recognizing Hashem's midah, His infinite midah, His kodesh, 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 which represents all the hashkocha, protis, meloi chol oretz kivoidoi. Everything happens based on the fact that Hashem's essence, His midah, is to give more than we deserve, to give beyond, 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 kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. If that's the case, then this posuk is the greatest inspiration to bitochen, right? You can't help but having bitochen when you think that Hashem, the reason I might not have bitochen is Shemagor HaMachet, and Kodesh is, tells me, don't worry so much about Shemagor HaMachet because Hashem gives beyond. If that's the case, so I would suggest, I admit I can't prove it, but I would suggest that maybe this Ein Li Hanoa Bo'ilam that HaKodesh Baruch Hu has from Klal Yisrael is because they're elevating themselves in the Midas HaBitochen. They're coming close to me. They're lifting their eyes up. They're connecting with me with Kodesh, 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 Meloi Chol Oretz Kevoida, which says that I am above and beyond, separate, 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 beyond, 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 in the midah of giving beyond what you deserve, which is what they need in order to have bitochen, because my bitochen now, it's not about what I deserve. It's beyond what I deserve. So if, and the Goyin says, the ikanasinas atoral Yisroel who Kadeshiasimu Bitchinu Bashem. The ikar of the giving of the Torah was that they should put the bitochen in Hashem, which means that that's the tachlis of everything. So you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe, I'm just suggesting, I don't know, I can't prove it. Maybe there's other reasons. I don't know how we can know these things, Bechlal, but Ein Li Hanoa Be'olam seems to be that because you know what Klal Yisrael is doing? They're increasing their bitochen. They're fulfilling the tachlis of my giving at Torah. They, by lifting their eyes up and trying to connect with me with the thing that most interferes with their midas habitochoin, that's what now. I say, I love them so much. They've elevated themselves in bitochon. I take hold of the kisei akovod, machabkoi, menashkoi, mamagulosom. So I suggest like this. We say kedusha, well, four times a day, really. But the Kedusha in when you lift yourself up in this is twice a day, right? Chakras and Mincha. Have an opportunity to be mechazik the bitochen to such an extent that, look, Hashem's, Ein Li Hanoa Be'olam, because why? Because what you're doing is you're coming to the deepest possible realization that you can have bitochen in Hashem.
At the highest level.
What? Maybe, yeah, whatever.
No interference.
Yeah, no interference, because Hashem HaGor HaMachet, irrelevant. Hashem is Kodesh, 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 Niktash B'midas HaTztoko, Im Ein Bonu Ma'asim Tztoko HaSeimonu. Wow. To me, that was a thought that I think can be very helpful. Wow. I just want to make one or two more suggestions. But one suggestion is, we know, and we've discussed it many times, we live in the world of Teva. In the world of Teva, we're mishtadl. We're supposed to be mishtadl. We discussed, I think, last time, the Beis Halevi says that the hishtadlus is permitted for us because it's supposed to help us to come to a certain level of bitochen, right? With so much hishtadlus, I can see myself having bitochen. With less ishtadlus, I can't see myself having bitochen, so I have to do more ishtadlus. Too much ishtadlus, beyond what I could have bitochen without it, is not proper, because you could have had bitochen without it, and that's the goal. I would just like to suggest something else. Ishtadlus really is a double-edged sword, because ishtadlus is also responsible for sometimes giving me the feeling that I am in control. Right? I am in control. Ishtadlus. I did it. I made the money. I took care of the problem. I made the shidduch. I made this. I did that. I did the other thing. So hishtadlus is a double-edged sword. It can help you have more bitochen because now I'm on a level where I could at least have bitochen because I did a little hishtadlus so I could feel more confident. I don't need such a big ness. But it also is an interference with bitochen. So I would suggest, one of the practical aids to develop bitochen is when we go through life and we live life and we do our hishtadlus, to stop to think that the hishtadlus is only a mitzvah, a heter that we have, the Beis Halevi says, b'chol asher taaseh, Hashem wants us to do it because we can't have bitochon without it. Other people give other reasons. Chavis Halavovah says his reasons, because otherwise we'd be yoshev bottle. We wouldn't know. We could do things wrong, whatever it may be. But I'm doing something now.
What? Maybe. It seems like we're just, I mean, what's the Namat Kisufa?
That's right. Yeah, Namat Kisufa, whatever. It's all these reasons. Obalamaisa, I should know. It's not the Ishtadlus. The Sipurnu says on Ona Hashem Atzlichono that we should be Matzliach to be Mishtadlus. In the Ishtadlus, meaning not that the Ishtadlus should bring Hatzlocha, Hashem gives Hatzlocha. My Ishtadlus is my mitzvah. When we do the Ishtadlus, rather than letting it fool us to think that it's bringing the results, we should start to think, Ishtadlus, I'm doing it because this is the mitzvah, but it's really not related to the results. The results come from Hashem. I'm just doing this either to increase the ability to have bitochon, or because the Torah doesn't want me to rely on miracles, or because the Torah doesn't want me to be yeshiv bottle, or this, but whatever it is, but this is not, this is a mitzvah, like matzah, like shofar, like tefillin, like anything, and the results all come from Hashem. The more we can allow ourselves to think like that, the more we enhance the bitochon, and the more we reduce maybe one of the greatest underminers of bitochon, and that is the hishtadlus that allows me to think I'm doing it. So I think keeping something like that in mind can also be very, very helpful as we go through life, as we go through the challenges of life, and we all have to do the ishtadlus, but to keep in mind and to think this is not really where it's at. It comes all as a gift from Hashem. Here, I'm just going through the motions. I'm just doing the mitzvah. I'm doing what I have to do. But in reality, I realize that everything is from Hashem. Just want to mention, I didn't bring it with me. And it's being re-edited a little bit. But in this vein, I think he'd rather that I don't say who wrote it, but someone wrote what he calls Tfilas HaMishtadel. I think maybe we sent it out on an email this week, but it's going to be redone better, and they want to print it and put it on a magnet, like people could put it on there.
The guy made up his own Nusuf email?
Somebody made up a Nusuf in English and in Hebrew. And it's really, the point is very well taken. I think the Nusuf is very nice. I came from the Matzah, so I didn't bring it, even what we have. But that idea, to be misspelled for Hashem. You know, we do it when we take medicine. You take a medication, you wrote some funecho, shehei esek ze li lerefua, ki roifei chinom oto. This esek should be a refua, because what does that mean? I'm doing ishtadlus. But when I do my ishtadlus, I ask Hashem, please, you should do the results. Ki roifei chinom oto, you're the roifei. The medicine is not the roifei. And when we finish taking the medicine, what does the Mishnah Berurah should say? Boruch roifei choylim. Just to realize that it's all about Hashem.
What
does Refi Chinam
mean?
What? Refi Chinam?
You don't deserve it.
Well, yeah, we don't deserve it. I don't think it means because you don't have to pay.
Insurance takes care of it. Insurance
can cover that, yeah. But Refi Chinam, so this kind of a thing. So I believe that when it's finished, I'm going to bring it. But anyway, that's somebody.
Yes.